proud flesh.
Thought of that in a while. If you get a cut on your finger, what do you put on it?
A Band-Aid.
Or what kind of medicine?
Oh, a methylene.
Or
iodine.
Right. Medicine given for malaria is?
Quinine.
When you're thinking of someone who died, what's the nicest way you can say that?
Oh, well, he's passed away.
All right.
Deceased.
All right. Is there a joking way sometimes people refer to it?
Kick the bucket.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't believe I know of any other way.
All right. Speaking of someone who's dead, you might say, I don't know what he died.
Died with.
Which one would you say?
I guess you'd say, I don't know what he died of, I guess.
All right. This would be more what you'd probably say. Mm-hmm. Where are people buried? They're buried in a
cemetery.
Suppose it were next to a church. What would you call it then?
A graveyard.
All right,
a cemetery.
Either one?
Uh-huh.
I suppose it were just a little family.
Well, you just say a little family plot, I think.
What about one of those great big ones they have in the city?
Oh, they call those a garden, I think, don't they? I know they have one here called it Memory Gardens. It's where they bury. And now that big one up in Jackson, what is... I forget the name of it.
Well, if you knew someone who was buried there and you wanted to go visit the grave, you'd say, I'm going to go over to the what? And one of those big commercial things. I'm going over to the...
Cemetery.
Would that be what you'd probably say? You wouldn't say, I'm going over to the garden.
No,
you?
I don't think you would.
Okay, you'd probably go back to the cemetery.
Cemetery, I think.
All right, the box that people are buried in.
A coffin.
What about is the coffin the part that the body is put in?
Uh-huh.
Or is it the same as the casket?
Well, the casket. Now, the box, I think the body's put in would be a casket, and then they put the casket in a box.
And what would that box be?
They call, they're vaults. I don't know what they...
Now, the vault is what is in the ground already.
Uh-huh.
When the funeral, when the body is about to be buried.
Uh-huh.
All right, and the body that the container the body is in would be the casket.
Yeah, the casket. And then after that, all the people leave, and then they put the top part of the vault down on the casket.
Right. Have you ever heard anyone refer to a wooden overcoat?
I seem to me like I have.
But it doesn't bring anything... Any definition?
No.
What about pinto in regard to a casket or a coffin, something like that?
I never heard it called that.
All right. The ceremony at the cemetery when someone dies is a
funeral.
All right. And people are dressed in black. You say they are in
mourning.
Is there any special term used when the family is very upset, grieving very much? The family, you might say, if the women lost control of themselves, you might say they sure were
really upset or taking it real hard.
You have ever heard taking on?
Yeah, taking on.
Does that mean overwhelming grief?
Yeah.
All
you know,
right.
Colored people's want it to take on.
Oh, is it? Now, what do you do when you take on? Does it refer to?
They just hoop and holler. I don't. I know one time this colored woman worked for me, and her husband died the first part of the week. Well, you didn't know he was dead then. And then when they buried him, she